Ings, Jenny, Oakland, California, July 30th, 1884. Dear Sister Ings, I was glad to receive a few lines from you last Friday, but I have wanted and hoped to hear something of those things that had interested me most in regard to the Institute, how matters were moving there. Perhaps you do not mean to write me anything more because I wanted you should go there. But this is one of the very reasons I wished you to go, that I might know more definitely how things are moving there since the efforts we last made there. I have been working too hard, writing and planning in regard to my Healdsburg place, to leave it all right. Then I have spoken Sabbath in our church to a houseful. We had an excellent meeting. Sunday afternoon, I spoke to a crowded tent full of attentive listeners upon the entry of Christ into Jerusalem. But both of these days were a great tax to me, on account of bowel difficulty which made me weak, and I felt so dissatisfied with my efforts, but others say they never heard me speak with greater freedom. But I know I must have more power from on high to deal with these sacred, all-important themes. I abhor myself, because I cannot do better than I do. I have been overtaxed, and am still. I have grave difficulties, but I am pleading with God, the precious physician, to heal me. My heart and my head, the base of the brain, are quite troublesome. But then, I will not talk about myself. I am of good courage. I am clinging to the rock that is higher than I. If I fall while in the harness, praise God in my behalf, and rejoice that rest has come to the weary. Yesterday was the first day I have ventured to throw off the strain of labor. Sister Kelsey and I rode over to Sister Heyman's and called on Lily Coruth. All are unusually well. Lily has had an afflicted time, but is now about. She was very glad to see us. We took dinner at Ella Sanders Heyman's. Sister Sanders was there, and we had a pleasant visit. I am up early, writing by lamplight. My book is progressing finely. I have heard all read but the two last chapters. I shall feel greatly relieved when it is done. The interest in the meetings keeps good. They have large congregations. One intelligent-looking woman took her position on the Sabbath question last Sabbath. We think this effort will not be in vain. We hope and pray the seed sown will be watered by the Lord of the vineyard, and that precious fruit will be the result. Now, Sister Ings, if it is distasteful for you to stay at St. Helena, just don't stay, but go to your open doors at Healdsburg. I have missed you very much, and would in no case have consented for you to leave me now when about to go on a long journey, if it were not for the pity and interest I have for the health retreat. But I want you to be happy. I feel lost when you are away from me, but I will soon be speeding on my way east. I wanted to go next Sunday afternoon, but it is decided I speak on temperance next Sunday afternoon, and also speak Friday evening, and perhaps Sabbath. So I shall not leave here before Monday or Tuesday next. Sister McComber will probably be down the last of this week, so she writes. I wish you would inquire if anything has been done in regard to the notices in regard to price of rooms. If they want anything published, send it along. Brother St. John was to attend to this matter. How is his health? How is Addie getting along? How many patients have they? How many guests? Now do not withhold from me the things I wish to know. Let me have the particulars of matters. Are the Chinese there yet? Sister Sanders says Sister Western, whom Sister Chamberlain saw in Woodland, would like to come to work for her board for the privilege of being in the institution. Much love and respect to Sister Chamberlain and all good friends. Write at once if you want me to get it. Write what you design to do before I leave, for I'm anxious to know. Mother. The worst thing with me is that I have no appetite, and what I will find to sustain and nourish me on the road is a mystery. I find no traces of that pin. What kind of a pin was it? Please describe it. I have looked thoroughly. No one knows anything about it. I have asked them all. I hope those who camp on my place will not use my wood, for I want it this winter. Where is my rubber bag? I cannot see it anywhere.